Blog Talk Radio.
This program is sponsored by P4P Muscle, the number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in the world. If you are a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals, check us out at P4PMuscle.com. And now let's talk. We had a couple of errors trying to get this thing going live, but I have my guest on. Kelly, are you there?
I am here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you just fine. We're live and in color. How's everything going?
Everything's great. Got my workout done. Got my dinner all ready to rock this thing.
Okay, well, we're all set up and everything's going, and we already got people listening. So let's get this show going. Kelly, if you could, please just introduce yourself and give our natural listeners a listen and chat about who you are and what to expect for today's show.
Okay, well, thanks, Kaylin. First of all, thank you so much for asking me to be on this. I'm actually really excited to talk about nutrition and how my nutrition has evolved over almost the last decade. For those that are listening that don't know me, my name is Kelly Bonomo. I am a I'm a nutritionist, and I'm actually certified with the International Board of Nutrition and Fitness Coaching. And I've been featured on CNN in segments on yo-yo dieting and breaking the cycle. I've authored my own book. I've been in Natural Bodybuilding and Fitness Magazine, featured on bodybuilding.com. So I've been involved in the industry for several years. And now currently my nutrition practice is based out of Kankakee, Illinois. And I currently coach clients nationwide. So that's the wonderful thing with technology and the internet is there is no boundary. So I have the ability to help many people from many different walks of life. I've coached clients from 4 years old to 80 years old, men, women, MMA fighters, competitors, teenagers, athletes. So I'm extremely involved in every aspect of weight loss to competitive nutrition. So I'm anxious to share a little bit of my story and how my own personal nutrition has evolved this evening, and hopefully if there's anybody that has questions on that, maybe I can shed a little light as well. So, and again, thanks for inviting me to be on.
Oh, not a problem. The thing that I'd like to touch on, especially, it's a topic that I keep getting asked, especially in the gym forum, is people see natural bodybuilding now, and I can almost hear them saying, well, this is wrong, and this is wrong, and this is wrong. And I was thinking, you know, man, back in the day, it was a lot wrong because, you know, it was still working out the format, still working out, you know, exactly what direction they wanted to go. And, you know, we can't even talk about, you know, drug screening. We're just talking about the politics that were involved. Where, you know, local shows had to have some kind of local winner, and the diet. Oh, my goodness, we got to talk about diets. You and I would cover these diets because, I mean, people, there's some still in practice because we haven't weeded out all of the bro science coaches. And, you know, when I call them coaches, I'm basically putting that in air quotes because they're basically just money siphons for your, and bad health is the end result. But first, we'll talk about, you know, when you competed your first show and, you know, as compared to now. So we'll just go back. We'll take everyone back, and they'll listen to what shows used to be like, you know, 9 years ago. And then we'll talk about, you know, how you get ready for a show now.
So it's funny that you actually have asked me this because I have not personally competed since 2008 was the last time I competed. And so the competitions that I was in was in 2007 and 2008. They were with the NANBF, And ironically enough, my very first bodybuilding show was actually the first bodybuilding show I'd ever even been to. I never had even been to a show to watch it. So, and my own personal story began even long before that because I was 288 pounds at my heaviest. So I had 140-pound weight loss, and the vast majority of any knowledge that I had had at that point was anything and everything that I could read and find on bodybuilding.com, on the internet and magazines, and anything that I could try for a little bit, see how my body reacted to it. And Kaylin, you know as well as I know, there was a ton of restriction, a lot of deprivation as far as nutritional wise. My mom even and you know my mom, and so ironically enough, when I told her that I was going to compete again, I think there was a sense of fear in her because she just had, you know, said how thin I looked and how awful. Like even like in her eyes, you know, I didn't look healthy at all. I was so thin, and just you could just tell that I wasn't healthy because I didn't do it the right way. You know, there's. When you're new into the competitive realm and you're searching for answers and you're trying this and you're trying that and everybody has the answer, right? Everybody knows, oh, this is how you should eat or this is what you should do or these are the supplements that you should take. Or and, you know, when you're searching for answers and it's kind of like that song Looking for Love in All the Wrong Places, you're looking for the answers in all the wrong places. And I didn't know anything then. So I knew that I was restricting, so my body was losing weight, but little did I know that I was also losing muscle. And the biggest, I guess, part of learning what I did wrong was the second I stepped off stage, I gained 60 pounds. And that was something that I wasn't prepared for. I mean, you have a 140-pound weight loss, and then you turn around and walk off the stage and you gain 60 pounds. It's like, whoa, what happened here? Because the second I started eating anything, I just ballooned right back up. And then ballooned back up to my heaviest, but it was very easy for me to put weight on after I walked off the stage.
And that's incredibly hard on the body, and you know that as well as I do. And, you know, a lot of people have the misconception, and, you know, I've even seen, especially in the social media, where people are bragging about all the weight they've gained as if it's something to be proud of, not understanding the stress that they're putting their bodies under. I mean, you as a nutritionist, and I mean, I'm sure you'd be frightened just to hear about your own story.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, that kind of is such an extreme weight loss. And, Kaylin, we're talking, you know, I had always start normally, I started my nutrition about 16 weeks out. So you figure that's 4 months of, literally it was 4 months of malnourishment. It was four months of restricting, not giving the body exactly what it needed for it to work in a balance. And a lot of it, maybe even surviving off of my own body, per se. And people don't realize like how hard that is on your kidneys, on your liver, on your digestive system.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, and even, you know, when you get down to then cutting the water weight, and there's right ways and wrong ways of doing that. And I didn't know, you know, I like I said, I did what I had read. I didn't have a nutrition coach that was helping me. I didn't even have really a personal trainer that was helping me. It was one of these, this is what I want to do, and I'm going to do it. And not realizing that, you know, if it was something that I would have continued to do, I would have probably done more harm to my body than good had I kept in that.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
You know, in that realm. So. We live and we learn, though.
You know,
that's a beautiful thing.
Yeah, yes, yes.
Hopefully.
And, you know, there's so much that's involved in that. And, you know, granted, you know, people get sucked in to the first time competing and all they see is the results. Like you said, you were seeing weight loss, and I'm sure you were super excited because, yes, This is exactly what I wanted. And I'm thinking, you know, for so many people, yeah, I'm going in the right direction, but it's the furthest thing from being exactly what you want. And I'm sure you could talk for weeks on that. And, well, I tell you what, please give out your information so people can understand that there is someone they can reach out to.
So the best way for anybody to reach me is either via email, and that's Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, dot Kelly Bonomo, last name is B-O-N-O-M-O, at gmail.com, or you can text me, 815-671-7142. But, you know, logistically, I want to really share, Kaylin, if I may, what's mm-hmm. changed from 9 years ago to today. So, you know, shortly after my show in 2008, I started doing personal training and nutrition, and I was teaching people kind of not necessarily to prepare to do a bodybuilding or a figure show, but I would help them lose weight, mm-hmm. and I was teaching restriction. I was teaching calories in versus calories out. And I would see them 3, 4 months, 6 months, even a year later, and a lot of these people that were losing weight were turning around and putting it all back on. They were yo-yoing. And so I knew that as a coach and as a trainer, I felt as if I was failing them because I wasn't really teaching how could they lose it and keep it off. So mm-hmm. in 2010, I was actually introduced to blood sugar stabilization. And I will tell you what has changed significantly, and it's hence the reason that my company is Nutrition 360, is because I've completely made a 360 on the way that I look at nutrition and how I teach it. And it doesn't matter if it's somebody that's wanting to lose weight or if it's somebody that is wanting to compete and build muscle. At the end of the day, it's all science and physiology. The body is so scientific. And once you nail how to feed it and fuel it, it works the way it's supposed to work. And mm-hmm. what are we all trying to do? Live in an anabolic place, right? We want to build muscle and we want to burn fat. And so the only way you can do that is by stabilizing the blood sugar and make sure you're feeding and fueling your body what it needs. And I currently have a client that she's down 60 pounds. She's been, initially when she came in, it was for weight loss, and now she's decided to take the reins and she wants to compete. And so we are still tweaking her nutrition for the competitive realm, but she's still eating to stabilize her blood sugar so she continues to build muscle and burn fat, because the body is a feed as it goes machine. If you give it what it needs, it works the way it's supposed to. And when you don't give it what it needs, that's when it creates all kinds of havoc. And you may look okay, but then what's it going to be like in the long term? And that's something that I'm really excited for now that I'm have made the decision to compete again in this October. That it's, yeah, it's been 8 years since I stepped on the stage, but the knowledge that I have with nutrition and really how to do this the right way and be able to walk off that stage and compete again in the spring if I want. I'm not going to turn around and put a bunch of weight on because now I understand nutrition and how to feed the body and not restrict. And that's huge, huge. I have people that mm-hmm. ask me all the time, and you probably get it too, Kaylin, you know, how do you get those abs, or how do you get arms like that, or
yes.
You don't realize that it's nutrition. It's like, it's not rocket science. When you feed your body what it needs and you work out those muscles in the gym the right way, man, beautiful things happen.
Yes. And it's basically just finding that balance. And there's so much that need not be done to someone's metabolism to just crash it. And I mean, like you said, it's great to get to a shape that you can step on stage. But if you're talking about the stage of life, you wouldn't even be allowed on it with some of the stuff that's been done to your body if science had an idea of exactly what you did to get there.
Right. And, you know, and I think the worst part is, and we're all human, but I think that everybody lives in this day and age of this quick fix. I want it, and I want it right now. I don't want to have to wait mm-hmm. for it. I don't want to work for it. So if there's a magic pill, a magic shot, a magic potion, you tell me what it is and I'll take it so I can have it right now. And
yes.
That's the, you know, and the problem with that is what's going to happen, what are going to be the side effects, the symptoms, or, you know, the, in the long run, the things that are gonna, you're going to put your body through because you wanted this quick fix, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I am not at all, do I advocate for any type of weight loss surgery. I'm just, it's just my opinion, and I'm just against it. I just feel like when you put your mind to something that you can do anything that you want to do, and you will be much more rewarded in the long run for putting in the hard work. And it's funny
mm-hmm.
because I hear people that, you know, because they're not seeing their results as quickly, and whether they're wanting to put on muscle or they're wanting to lose weight. And I think about this client that I have, I would like to share with you. So when I first
Please.
Met her, she was over 500 pounds. She's 69 years old. She's on oxygen 24/7. She has COPD. She's had breast cancer in 2011. She is on the medication list that this woman is on was a book. And her family had reached out to me to help her with weight loss. And I explained to them I could teach her everything she needs to know, but if she's not willing to put the work in, there's nothing that I can do to help her. She has to do it. And
mm-hmm.
in a year and a half time of coaching this woman, she dropped 160 pounds on strictly nutrition. She's on oxygen 24/7, so her activity level is minimal. The reason why I share
mm-hmm.
that story is because when you put your mind to something, and I know you'll agree with me, the mind is more powerful than anything. And it'll
That's
make
true.
You or it'll break you. And so because it's unfortunate that, you know, because we live in this day and age of quick fix, that people think that they can take a, you know, a quick train to having big muscles and hopping on a stage, but the long-term effects
mm-hmm.
of it are will come back and bite you in the long run.
And that's saying it mildly.
So, what's that?
I said that's saying it mildly. I mean, like you said, there's so many ramifications to these quick changes. And, you know, the body is not prepared for things of such nature. It's prepared to basically change with the same amount of time that you basically got yourself into that mess. And, you know, it's like, okay, you know, like, and I've explained to many people, you know, how long did it take to get you to the health you are right now? Oh, I don't know. You know, I never thought about it. I said, and your body showed that you never thought about it.
Right.
You know, and it took years. And I said, now you're saying in 1 month, I'll be ready for the beach. I'll be ready for the marriage. I'll be ready for the class reunion. You know, whatever. In 1 month's time, I want to see my abs. And so, like you said, they do the surgery or they do something else drastic. And you know, I'm going to segue onto that subject of the stomach surgery because it you just reminded me of somebody that used to be out of the Gold's Gym that you and I used to both go to where, you know, she said, I want to do the stomach surgery and I want to save my marriage. And, you know, my husband looks at me and I can see he's not looking at me the same way he used to and not with the eyes that he used to look at me back in the day because, you know, I've gained so much weight. And I said, well, you know, here's a nice little program to get on and, you know, let's get you going. Oh, no, I'll just go ahead and pay for it and, you know, it'll be all good. And plus I'm getting my boobs done. So, you know, I'll just get it done back to back and I'll be back to the wife that he used to love. And that worked for about a month. Because, like you said, she never changed her eating. She never changed her diet. She never changed what she was bringing in. And basically, cardio was going to solve everything. And she was burning off all that muscle that she had made. And, you know, cardio's the remedy. It's going to save us all.
Yeah.
God bless cardio, you know, and that's all she kept talking about. And within a month, she was back to whatever she had siphoned off with the stomach pump, and she had burst the staples that we're holding, because, you know, they could only hold on for so long. I'm sure they did their best.
Well, and, you know, and that's the thing, too. So many people, I mean, and I see it all the time, because I, you know, I coach all walks of life. I have clients from
mm-hmm.
all over, you know, with all different goals. And I have seen more people that have had a gastric sleeve or a gastric bypass or some kind of weight loss or bariatric surgery. And
the miracle cure.
They turn around, and they lose it, and they gain it all back. And the worst part to me is not only do they gain it all back, but now they've done some significant damage to their body and
yes.
to their metabolism. Everything's just
exactly.
messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And what's
and the,
even
the
makes it worse is that, well, the insurance companies
themselves.
Will pay for it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Insurance companies will pay for it, so. Yeah,
it's a quick fix. It'll be done in a hurry. And, you know, I don't have to miss too much of my day, just a little pain, a little swelling, and I'll be fine. And, you know, when you really get down to the gist of it, no, you weren't fine in the beginning because, like you said, your mind's not right, and you're not prepared
right.
to make it right at all. And basically you have somebody giving you an easy way out. Well, you don't. Your body doesn't have to basically adjust to anything or adapt to anything. So basically, what you have as normal is still your normal. You just did some invasive surgery that took away some of the damage that you created on your own, but you haven't done anything to basically address the damage you're still causing.
Right. Right. Yeah, it's...
You're late.
It's really a sad thing. And you know, that's a huge part of my coaching, and really depending upon the client, because it's a case-by-case basis and a person's goals. But I do, we talk about the stress and underlying reasons as to why somebody continues to yo-yo, or why, you know, they continue to try this program and then that program and everything in between, but yet they don't stick with anything. And there's
mm-hmm.
always some underlying emotional, mental thing that they have never dealt with. I see it more times than not. And as soon as we start digging into those things, it's like this miracle happened and a whole new person comes out. But there's more times than not, there's a psychological, emotional thing has happened, or there's an underlying reason why those people continue to yo-yo. It really is sad. It is. But the reality is that's the human part of us, is we want the quick fix. We want to be lean. We want it now. We want to lose weight, and we don't want to put the work in. And,
exactly.
You know, that's another reason, too, why I started taking pictures with my clients, because they would come in, and I would hear, oh, I just don't feel like I'm changing. So every time they have an appointment, guess what? They get their pictures taken, and I always stitch it with their before pictures so they can see their progress. And that has made a huge difference in a person's perception of what they're doing. So maybe there's people
mm-hmm.
that are on here listening and they don't feel like they're changing. Take pictures of yourself. Maybe every 2 weeks, take the same picture and the same poses and stitch them together so you can see a visual. Because when you're looking at yourself every day in the mirror, you're not going to see a change. I struggle with that even as a coach, but even with myself. You know, my husband, you know, I don't know why you put so much pressure on yourself, but, you know, we are all creatures of, we want to see change when we're putting in the hard work, but we
yes.
forget that our body's changing from the inside out. And so we have to
exactly.
continue to put in that work, and we'll see the progress, and we will see the change.
Now, let's get on the competitive side of it. You know, we've covered the nutrition side. Yeah, the bro science didn't just stop with, you know, the diet. It actually went with a lot of the posing, a lot of, you know, what was going to happen at the show. And, you know, it was a lot that goes into the criteria for a show that most people didn't care to, you know, research, check out. Or even, you know, basically offer as an option. It was simply just get on stage and do your best, and hopefully you win. But basically nothing was being addressed about, you know, what as a competitor needs to happen for you to get there?
So because my first time at, like I had mentioned, at a bodybuilding show or at an event was actually my first time ever at an event, I didn't really know what to expect. So I was going more so by the people that were in my life at the time and YouTube. And, you know, I didn't know, like, well, there was a list of, like, mandatory poses that I needed to know. But I didn't really know that I could hire a posing coach to help me pose. And, and back then, although, you know, you and I have talked, back then, you know, for a figure, it was you walk up on stage, you walk stage right, pose a little, you know, I think it was like a just a front relax and walk stage left and then in the middle and then turn around, show your back, and that was it. That, you know, there wasn't a whole lot of, you know, front double bicep and having to know all of those things. But because I competed in bodybuilding and figure, I had learned all of those other poses for bodybuilding. Now, you know, shifting and going into this show in October, you know, and you and I have talked, I'm was shocked at how much it's changed in the last 8 years that, you know, the figure competitors are now doing front double bicep and most muscular and rear lat spread, and you have to know all of those. And And to be completely honest, I'm happy about that because to me, what are you really showing if you're just standing up there looking pretty?
Exactly.
Show the work that you put in. And so I love the fact that they have changed that. That that actually made me really excited. Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here. Sorry about that.
Okay.
I didn't hear the last question. I mean, your last response. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, I was just saying how I love the fact that they have added those all those requirements of posing into the figure category. Because I just think that it shows the work that you're putting into your training. And, you know, it's funny because you hear people that are not involved in the industry, they don't really understand how much of a sport that bodybuilding and figure and competing is. I mean, it is definitely, there's a science to knowing the muscles and where they need to be and what the judges are looking for. And you know, every time when I'm practicing posing, like this morning, I mean, it's a workout just posing.
Yes,
so,
it is.
And if somebody is not involved in the industry, they're just going to a show, they're like, oh, look at all of the muscular people. Like they don't, the amount of work that each and every person puts in to their body, into their nutrition, and into what goes into that event and into that moment is huge. And it is such a reward to make it to that stage and to be in that realm and know that you've earned the right to be up there.
Well, one of the things that I've always been able to see, and I'm sure you got to notice it as well, is that the true competitors really wanted that extra time to show all the hard work they had done, and then there were people who just wanted to get it done with, because like you said, you know, the diet was so poor that basically it's a living nightmare.
And you know what, though, like for me, because I had never been to a show before, I didn't know what to expect.
Mm-hmm.
So it was my norm. Do you know what I mean? Because I had never even been to a show. So, you know, I didn't know what to expect. Now, having been to a couple shows, being in Olympia, the Arnold, and actually going to events and seeing, now it's like, wow.
Now it makes sense.
And even more wow. And more greater respect for those that are natural, because to me, if you're not natural, you're just plain cheap. That's all. That's all. That's how I feel.
That's the truth.
If you're not a natural competitor, then you're a cheater. You're cheating the system.
And you know, there's plenty of people that would just beg to differ. But like any nutritionist, anybody that's dealing with good health, is going to be concerned with you before, during, and after the stage. And I said, you can't really be in that realm unless you're truly concerned about someone's good health. And the only way you can get to good health is if you're not, like you said, taking a shortcut or something that's going to damage your body, you know, long term. And it's just amazing that there's so many people that would say otherwise. And I said, well, at the end of the day, if you're going to jail because you're taking an illegal drug, then I don't see how you can sit there and say this is the right way to go about doing things.
Right. Right. Yeah, that doesn't make sense to me. Because to me, when I think about the industry of bodybuilding and figure and bikini and all these competitors, and you look at, let's just say, just across the board, to just look at these people and how, I mean, they're chiseled. They have put in the hard work. They've you know, have watched their nutrition and eating, and they look the part, okay? But then you say, okay, it's okay that you do drugs to help you look that way. Well, isn't that kind of hypocritical?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, because you're looking at an industry where, you know, you want to promote fitness and well-being and being in shape and having control of your life and doing, you know, all of your workouts and everything, and then yet you're going to turn around and take something that helps you get bigger or helps you get there faster. And to me, it's kind of asinine. It doesn't really make any sense that the two would go hand in hand and that it would be okay.
Exactly. Because it doesn't balance. And, you know,
right. And
especially when you're talking about health and nutrition, everything has to balance. And, you know, you can't, like you're saying, if this is something that you're preaching, you study, you research, and you find new ways. Even after you find success, you're still trying to improve on it because you're saying, I'm still going to run into that person that has a stubborn metabolism. I'm still going to run into that person whose blood sugar is way off because of years and years of just wrong. And, you know, even though it might not be their own action that brought about the wrong, it's still wrong for that person to be living that way. And that's going to be a challenge, and you got to find a way over that. And then you say, well, you know, when it comes to me, I'm just going to cheat like I'm telling you not to because, hey,
yeah,
you know, I want to look good, so you keep coming to me.
Right. You know, and this is what a lot of people, too, don't realize, Kaylin, and I'll mention this, and some people may know this and some people may not, but the supplement industry is not regulated at all by the FDA.
Mm-mm.
And so, you know, I have had clients that will go into GNC or they go into, matter of fact, I had a client that went into GNC, was taking an over-the-counter testosterone built or something, I don't know. And he had liver enzymes in his blood.
Ooh.
And, you know, that could potentially be a very serious thing. And scary thing. And the fact that, like,
mm-hmm.
this, you know, this person didn't have any idea what they were buying from GNC would, I mean, it's a vitamin store, right? But
yes.
None of those products or supplements are monitored by the FDA. So it could say that it has X amount of this in it, but it could have way more, or it could only have a little
mm-hmm.
drop because none of it's monitored. And so
that's
a scary thing, too, you know, when it comes to supplements, you know, obviously as a nutritionist, my first and foremost is get the vast majority of your nutrition from your food, from whole
yes.
foods, and then supplement as needed, but make sure that you're getting from a health food store, or you're getting, you know, all natural, that you're, what is in it? Are you researching what is in whatever it is that you are taking? And
exactly.
Are you 100% sure that that's all that's in it? And, you know, because they're not regulated, you kind of have to trust, go by the brands and go by what you research and what you find, because you just never know. If you're getting something just over the counter, you have to be so careful. So,
yes, you do.
I mean, you're better off to tweak your nutrition and then supplement as needed for, you know, various reasons. So, like, me personally, I do multivitamin and I take fish oil. But I do, like, any supplements that I take is things that I have taken for the last 10 years. I mean, I may add in, a green tea or, you know, things of that nature that might help boost my metabolism a little bit or help with blood sugar stabilization. But you just have to be so careful because none of it is regulated. And I don't think that people realize that. You know, they go in again to these GNC or Vitamin World or Vitamin Shop, and they're looking for what's the hottest thing here, what's the quick fix that's going to help make my muscles big.
Mm-hmm.
And do it fast.
You know, well, I'm glad you bring this up because, you know, this is something that we've spoken on this show with so many times, and I know our regular listeners are thinking I might have prompted you to say that, and I did not. This is something that I love to hear from a nutritionist, and it is something that needs to be said all the time when you're talking about nutrition. If supplement is simply a supplement to your diet, say to things that you're lacking in or lagging in, this basically enforces it or compensates for what you're missing in your regular day routine. So I'm just overjoyed to hear you say that, you know, because our regular listeners are probably thinking, like I said, that, oh, Kaylin probably said something to her prior to the show, like, please bring this up. I had no part in
that. For the record,
did not have,
no, you do not.
Yeah.
For the record.
Yes.
Kaylin did not. Kaylin said nothing to me about something.
Exactly.
You know, and here's another.
And you're just saying everything. Go ahead.
Well, because I get those questions a lot too from various clients. You know, what should I take for this or what could I do for that? And my number one answer to everybody is, how are you eating? Because it doesn't matter what you're supplementing. If your nutrition's crap, a supplement isn't going to be a magical pill that's going to help this happen or help that happen. You know,
that's
again,
right.
I go back to what I said earlier. Your body is a feed as it goes, fuel as it goes machine. When you give it the proper nutrition that it needs, it begins to work the way it's supposed to work. Now, granted,
mm-hmm.
we also live in an era of busy, busy lives, and we are career people, we are running in 50 million directions with kids and families, and sometimes, you know, we may not have time to sit down and eat a meal, so maybe we may need to do a protein shake or, you know, a supplement, a meal replacement shake that helps. But at the end of the day, you cannot expect to reach your goals by just popping a bunch of pills and drinking a bunch of shakes and eat protein bars. You know,
mm-hmm.
and even with the supplements that...
Oh, don't even get me started with protein bar. But go ahead.
Well, and I will say, just plug this, and actually I'm going to give everybody a discount code too. One of my favorite supplements is actually, I don't even consider it a supplement because it's a food, but I drink the egg whites from Egg Whites International, and they have been pasteurized like milk. They double filter them so they're not slimy like an egg white, and then they test them for salmonella. And when they pasteurize it, they heat it up so it kills any bacteria that's in it. Well, what's great about these is that it's 100% liquid protein. So when you drink these egg whites, and they're safe to drink because they're odorless, they're tasteless, so they just taste like whatever you mix with it. So when you drink these, your body absorbs 100% of the protein because your digestive system doesn't have to break it down. The great thing about those egg whites is that you can use half a scoop of your protein powder because you're getting all the protein in the egg whites. So you, it will make your protein powder last a little bit longer. But the website to order them, they come. What's that?
I said, and basically boost it.
Oh, absolutely. Because it's liquid egg whites, it's better protein source than the whey protein in your powder. So it's a higher quality. So the great thing about them, though, is that they will stay indefinitely in your freezer. So if you keep them frozen, and they come to your house frozen, so if you keep them frozen, they'll stay indefinitely. Once you completely thaw them out, they will stay 3 to 4 months in your refrigerator because they've been pasteurized. So, but if they want to go to Egg Whites International, I think it's eggwhitesint.com. And then if they put in promo code Kelly, K-E-L-L-I, it'll save money off of a case or a half a case. I think it'd save you $10 or $20 off a case. So if they put in the promo code Kelly, then they'll save some money on their egg whites. And they'll ship them directly to their house. So, but that's one of my favorite supplements. And I don't even really call it a supplement because it's egg whites, but it's better than the protein powder.
Yes. And like you're saying, this is something that you would do even if you weren't preparing for competing. And God knows competitors love them some egg whites. Competitors love them some egg whites.
Oh, yeah. And a lot of competitors, I don't know if they realize, but whenever you cook an egg, you denature the egg. The way that your digestive system works is your body only has the ability to digest so much protein at a time. So when you cook an egg, you're cooking 10 to 20% of the protein out of it. And then when you're eating the cooked egg, your body really can only digest probably about maybe 50% of that, 60% of that. Where when you're drinking the egg white, you absorb 100% of the protein. So it's more beneficial to you to drink the egg, you know, Rocky style, only it's not like Rocky. You're not drinking the yolks. You're putting, you know, like a half a scoop of your protein powder in with a cup of those egg whites, and you've done boosted your protein intake, and your body's absorbing 100% of the protein. It doesn't have to break anything down. So they're excellent, too, for if you know anybody that is battling cancer that's going through chemotherapy, they cannot, most of them cannot eat a lot of food because they're sick. And so what do they need? They need protein. So they can consume an egg white shake and their body's going to digest more protein through that shake. Likewise with, you know, people that are on dialysis, they cannot have a lot of protein because of the kidney function and the digestive system. So they're able to drink an egg white shake and their body absorbs 100% of that protein.
Okay, that sounds great. Well, Kel, I really appreciate you being on the show today. I mean, you knocked it out the park with all the information. And it's so good to hear, you know, that the changes, because, you know, it's a lot of people that come in and they don't understand natural bodybuilding like you did, but they think, oh, you know, this is really sucking, and, you know, there's a lot of things that need to change. But it's nice to hear about the changes that did happen that make it so much better than it was the first time you competed, or, you know, even the first time I saw a competition, because I was highly disappointed. Because, before the show ends, I will say this, and I've said it many times prior, that there were politics involved, because people were basically not wanting to lose the stream competitors locally, because they're the easiest source of people, you know, filling out the books and getting people on stage. And then basically, you know, you'd have people that were willing to travel that would actually show up and look better, but they would not win. And that was very disappointing, especially if you're a fan of any kind of competition. You want to see true competition, not just what you perceive to be a competitive atmosphere, but that really doesn't exist. So it's nice to see that, for sure. You know, I love the fact, and you know, I've spoken about this openly,
is that the women now can compete without being sexually harassed backstage, you know, by some perverted individual that was thinking, you know, he could help her win or you know, get a better placing because he had some kind of connection to the, whether it be the promoter, the judge, or whoever. You know, these things are basically, I would say, just about dead, if not dead. So, that, you know, as much as we might wish for better, we can't sit there and overlook the fact of the better things that are happening now.
Well, and, you know, to just kind of build, to plug in on that, too, I think as with anything, as the natural bodybuilding evolves and continues to evolve, I hope that we'll see less of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know. Unfortunately, within any sport, there's always going to be the possibility of politics. There's always going to be the possibility or the potential that happens. And, you know, unfortunately, sometimes it's beyond your control. And I have always looked at, when I compete at the first time, and likewise with this, and I'll wrap up with this, that my goal is to beat myself. So, like, I want to do better than what I did before. Because if I did better than I did before, then at the end of the day, I can hold my head up high and be proud of what I did. And, you know, unfortunately, like I said, sometimes I think that there's just going to be politics. There's politics in everything, right? But I think we can do the best that we can do being involved in the sport to hopefully help evolve past that and that it all continues to end and things are fair. Because that's at the end of the day, that's what we want. We want just everybody to be judged fairly, right?
Well, that's what it's all about. You know, if you're doing your best, you know, I've always, you know, Des and I have always pushed to have great promoters on this show, you know, people that basically put their heart and soul, just like the competitor does, into a show from the promotion end. They, you know, they expect the best from you, so they figure they've got to give their best as well. And that, to me, speaks volume. Over anything, where you know that basically you're going to be addressed. And we've had them on this show, and thank God that they're out there, because, you know, you and I both know that it wasn't like that, you know, 9 years ago. It was basically hot luck, and hopefully, you know, somebody had a nice enough heart to realize you did do the work that was first place, and you actually won.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot of things that are out there, and there's a lot of things that are improving, and you know, as long as there's people that push and speak out in a positive way, you know, not in a destructive way, because all that does is basically have people tone you out, and that's the last thing you want when you want to tame. But Kelly, before we end this show, we always give the guests a chance to give some shout outs and some props to the people that help and support them daily and get them through the daily grind that we call life.
Oh, great. Okay, so my first shout-out is going to go out to my husband, Mike Bonomo. He is my biggest supporter with every single thing that I do. He is my biggest cheerleader. He pushes me, he prays for me, and he's just always there for me. And then my family. My family is all extremely supportive, and just every aspect of my nutrition practice, me getting ready to compete again, and you know as well as I know, it affects the whole family, and they're all my biggest cheerleaders. So, you know, that's going to be my big shout-out. And any of my clients that happen to be on, hey, guys, be powerful in yourself. And I thank you so much for letting me be on today. And again, if anybody has questions, they can email me at Kelly.KellyBonomo@gmail.com. They can text me at 815-671-7142. And again, thank you, Kaylin, for this opportunity. And I just hope everybody stays safe out there.
Yes. And it's so much that needs to happen. And I'm glad that there are people like you that are willing to take that time to ensure that it does in a healthy and safe manner. Because, you know, like you and I have already been speaking on,
there was a time when that just did not happen. So it's nice to
absolutely
get to see.
Well, we have to change
you know,
it.
Yes, we will change.
We have to change
it,
and we
like
have to,
said,
and we just have to prove to people. That's it.
Yeah.
We just have
and
to prove
it can be done. I mean, that's the biggest thing is that it can be done, and thank God that we can do it, and thank God we're willing to do it. You know, because we are vessels too. You know, everything you're saying and I'm saying convicts us first, and usually convicted us first. And that's why we have a strong passion and strong belief in what we do, because we've been on the other side, you know, whether it be, you know, bad coaching, bad nutrition, you know, poor coaching, poor nutrition. You know, knock the person for basically not knowing what to do. You knock them for basically saying they know all and want to be all, and they're not anything close to what they're saying. So, you know, with that, to the listeners, I mean, I hope you gained a lot of information, because this woman was packed to the gills with it, and she actually brought the hammer, and I'm really happy. And I thank God I can call both her and her husband's friend, because they've basically been through the fire, and they've come out in a very positive way. They never gave up hope. You know, not every show is a fun one, but they got through the ones that they did, and they're still teaching people the best way to go about doing that. So with any and everyone, you know, just take the time. Find out, you know, and believe me, the natural community is very small. And, you know, it's a big world, but it's very small. And people like Kelly exist, but you got to ask about them. And, you know, there's people in the gym that, like Kelly said, knows, you know, they know nutrition until you actually put them, you know, to the grinder. And then you find out, oh, they just got either a blessed metabolism or they can take a lot of abuse, and the body actually makes it through all that. So, Kelly, thanks so much.
Thank you, Kaylin.
And we'll end the show like that. Not a problem. Thank you. Wonderful job, woman. Wonderful job.
And I swear, Kaylin didn't tell me to say anything, just so you got that record. He did not tell me to say anything.
They're going to swear I did, because we've talked about that on the show so much. And, you know, like you said, we've had the supplement industry guys in here, the ones who sell it, and some of this stuff shouldn't really be, I mean, the HGCG, you know about that, and there's been plenty of gimmicks. And nothing but placebos and just taking people's money and giving them nothing anytime. But like you said, you know, just get to know the people that do, because there are people that are truly impassioned about what they do. They love what they do. They live what they do. Just like you do in the gym, they do in the supplement industry, they do in nutrition, they do in coaching. Find those people and become the best you can be. Because like Kelly said, it's us versus us. We have to be a better us every single day if we're going to live that kind of life. So again, Kelly, I thank you so much. Say hi to Mike, the family, and let your mom know I said hi. And
I sure will.
Everybody have a great, great night. And I'm sure Kelly's got things to do, and she's got plenty of clients that are basically going to be contacting her after this show. So we're going to end it with that. And, you know, Kaylin Patterson, Midwest Muscle P2P Real Talk, we are out. Thank you, Kelly.